Hi, my name is Velislav Georgiev. I'm a Bulgarian-born artist living and working in Australia for the last 30 years. And I just want to present a very interesting exhibition that we organize here in Berlin, which is simultaneously opening in Sofia, Bulgaria, at the Museum of the Earth and People. The work here represents a compilation of local artists, as well as some images that are delivered to us from overseas, from Sofia, Bulgaria, where we opening the same exhibition under the same title, in a different venue, obviously, but simultaneously. So the evening here in Berlin will be the lunchtime in Bulgaria, and we can have a live video link. This idea came up to us on my recent visit to Bulgaria, where I met my colleagues, and I took a little pebbles from Australia as a souvenir. As we were sitting and talking, we decided that everybody should make some artwork, and then we swap images. So that's how we came up with the idea that we should hold simultaneous exhibitions in Australia and Bulgaria, almost on opposite sides of the world.
So this whole exhibition came about from a little pebble from South Australia. How has each artist responded to the artwork?
It's amazing what a little pebble can do, because everybody responds in their unique way, in a way that we could not predict, because the team was absolutely free and open for interpretation. So we've got a diverse range of exhibits here, starting from sculpture to soft fabrics to videos, also paintings in traditional style and graphics in traditional style. And in Bulgaria, they do a lot more work, so they do stone sculptures in real stone, which we seldom do around here, bronze, and also installation, videos, interactive media. It will be fantastic.
Now, I understand that there was quite a takeoff in Bulgaria with the national media.
That was the most amazing thing, because as we were sitting and talking about it, there was a presenter from the national television, and she just gave me the card, said, call me later. I did, and after that, I was on the national television and radio giving interviews, and I was even taken to the opening of some very upmarket hotel in a ski resort to give them a talk, because they had some art show there. So the whole thing was picked up by the media and blown out of proportion, I would say.
What local artists have we got on display here?
We have got artists mainly from the Moorabbleshire here, like Liz Blizzard, a painter. We have got Sally Goldstrom, that she works on the arts therapy field. We have got some emerging artists from Melbourne that we invited as well, because we wanted to show something different, like contemporary video art installations, the stuff that normally you won't see in Berlin very often, not on a Berlin art show. And we are trying to bring diverse range of work so that we cover all sorts of media and fields. And my colleagues in Bulgaria did exactly the same. So we try to match the skills and the fields between the artists. So there is a way of comparison, frame of reference.
Now, your piece is just over here, and there's two heads. There's a stone as one of the eyes, and then there's another stone in the middle. What was your idea behind, or how did you interpret the stone that you had chosen for yourself?
Well, I had actually the chance to travel to Uluru, Katachuta, and collect the stones on the way. And as we were traveling, we met lots of visitors there. So my piece is called The Visitors. And what became apparent to me is that everybody has got different way of interpreting our environment. And I was wondering whether we see it as a rock solid or as a delicate, fragile thing that we have to preserve and take care of.
Did you get any answers along the way?
Well, I wasn't seeking answers, but I've got lots of comments on the way from different people, how they responded to the actual environment. And I try to capture it here with the two heads talking about something, one of them seeing it in one way, the other one seeing it in the other way. So it just depends how you interpret that.